Well done, Pete.
With trainer John Luttrell and jockey Peter Mertens, with both of the trainer and jockey of the GG's Black Flash. First of all, Johnny, you said he'd be right on Launceston Cup Day. This was his grand final and you were right.
Yeah, well, he's trained on beautiful. I could not be happy with him all the way through. You know, and me and Pete, like I said, continue to give out the track, he let down better. I was that confident this morning, I was just nearly laughing all the way to the race. That's how confident I was with him. I thought he'd win, I've had him all the time, and I know him by the back of my hand, you know. And I thought today was his big day, like, you know.
Well, the indicators were there that he may have come back when he won that that Summer Cup, but there was other races that we thought, yep, he's back. Then he didn't quite get it done, but the weights have been a real burden for him.
Yeah, well, he's a big waste. He's always chasing the cleaner, like a good speedy horse, but where he's mixed today, mate, no worries.
Well, he's certainly strong and he's game and he's tough. Where do you go with him now?
No, he's going to the paint now. Yeah, he's been working a long time, and you know, he's only 6 years old. Down the track, he might go over the season, never know.
All right, mate, well done, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks, Peter.
And Peter Mertens, well, tonight you're on the horse. We'll talk about from the 500 when you put him into it there. That was where it really put him away.
Yeah, well, look, like I said before to you, Pete, you know, down off the back, I just had that sweeter run. I hadn't moved on him, and once I got into the side there and I only had to come around one horse, and I saw the cleaner go for home at the 600-metre mark, and he had four lengths on me, and I was just sitting there thinking to myself, do I sit and sprint with a big weight? And I just said, nah, put him to the sword. You know, today's the day, and he went straight by him today, and that's what I wanted to see him do, and you know, put pay to the rest.
He must have felt so good under your 600 from home.
When I went past the cleaner and half around the home turn, I thought that was the right choice. When I was half up the straight, I thought that was the wrong choice. I thought he was stopping under me, but he's such a tough, gallant horse, he just kept going.
All right, mate, you've had a great association with this horse, and he sort of obviously means a lot to you.
Yeah, look, I've had 8 wins on him now, and a couple of seconds and a third, and only probably two races I haven't placed in, and you know, the horse gives 100% every time you ride him, so I love him. He just, every time you go out and he's back, you know he's going to be competitive, not whether it's a Newmarket handicap or a Launceston Cup, you know, he's a very versatile horse.
Well, mate, in decades to come, they'll be talking about GG's Black Flash, but they'll be talking about Peter Mertens in the same breath because of the association. Is he one of the better horses you've ridden?
He's the best horse in Tassie I've ridden for sure. Like, I've ridden some really nice horses, but he wouldn't be out of class in a Caulfield Cup with a right handicap, you know.
All right, well, maybe we convince the geese to send him across the water. You'll have to work on that, Pete.
I don't know how many 7-year-olds have won it.
All right, mate, well done.
Cheers.
Thanks, Pete.